I've met tenants who say that they have given up voicing their concerns because of lack of response or because of the way they've been spoken to. And I understand local authority staff, council staff are obviously under a lot of pressure, and perhaps we need to put more funding into that. But what I'm calling for here is a charter of rights for tenants, an accessible charter of rights in lay language. Now, I know people get a tenant handbook that says know your rights, accept your responsibilities. And it's about 42 pages long. And when I go through it, I see all of the responsibilities, and they are absolutely numerous responsibilities that the tenants have. And very, very, very little on the rights. In fact, if you look up the word rights in it, it's all about the rights of the council and what they need to do. And what I would say is, if you look at the residential tenancy boards for private landlords, local authority tenants do not come under that. They do not have any access to the rights that are enshrined under that authority. And I don't understand why, if something is acceptable for a private tenant, why a local authority tenant do not have the same rights. And it's just a question I'm raising. I think if we were to give more value and put more input into local housing estates and help people who are often very vulnerable, then the housing estates would perhaps be in a better condition and everyone could work together.
And Brian, do you feel that the lack of these rights that you mention is prohibiting people, is prohibiting those that live in these houses to undertake repairs and to upkeep their house?
Well, what I would say to that is that people are responsible for the internal, the interior of their house. But when you look at the tenant's handbook, they're responsible for so much. They're responsible for leaks, for broken glass, for broken, no matter whether it's an accident or not. Now, most of these people are living on very low incomes.